celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Okay, we're going to head to the phones in just a couple of minutes for your calls for Dr. Debbie and dog father Joey Villani. And on the show today, this is really cool. We're going to talk to a couple of residents of the Watermark Retirement Communities. These are a retirement community. Apparently, there's 38 of these communities coast to coast. And the beautiful thing, what makes this retirement community different than other retirement communities? Well, they love pets. They were founded by pet lovers, and they encourage pets. Pets are encouraged. So we'll be talking to a couple of residents, one who has his own dog there, and another one who has a visiting dog, the director's dog, I guess, and apparently comes to visit her every day.
Wow.
So that's on the way right here on Animal Radio. Also, the author of Sad Animal Facts, and despite the title, it's actually fairly amusing, the book.
It's interesting.
Very bizarre and strange facts about animals that you may not know, like the average mayfly lives less than a day.
Think about it.
Never saw a sunset, perhaps. Yes, I know. That is sort of sad. I'm really
okay, and that's a sad one. Now
brought you myself down there.
To bring good ones.
Bring me up, Lori. What do you got coming up?
Remember, well, a famous animal.
Okay.
And four of this animal's clones, Debbie, Denise, Diana, and Daisy, now almost as famous, what they have been able to achieve that their original animal couldn't.
Oh,
cloned animal.
Sheep, I'm thinking. I'm guessing.
Bad.
That's on the way in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Dr. Debbie, are you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, let's go to it.
Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I understand you want to talk to Dr. Debbie.
Yes, I have a little problem child here.
All right. What's going on?
Well, the number one thing going on is she's going either before we put her outside or after we bring her back in. And we've tried Proin, and we've used C-DES, C-DES, and we've checked everything. We've checked, we've had the ultrasound done, we've had blood work, and your analysis. Everything comes back normal, and we're thinking this might be a psychological thing because she's always been really high anxiety. She's scared to death of thunderstorms, and we would like to keep her close at hand when we do have storms in the area. But
okay,
I want to
back up, Robert. What kind of dog you got here? I didn't catch that.
She's we think a terrier and probably a dachshund mix.
Okay, and she's how old?
And she's I want to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 11 or 12 years old.
Okay. And so just so I'm clear, she's having urine accidents or poop accidents?
Urine accidents.
And it's only
like I say,
urine.
We've searched out the possibility of it being accidents, and I don't think it's an accident. I feel like it's being done on purpose, and we don't know why.
Okay. Where is she urinating, and is it always in the same place, or is she moving around?
It's pretty much always in the same place. What we do now, we have a tile kitchen floor, and the kitchen back door leads to outside where they go. We have four dogs. And on rainy days, we lay down a blanket on the tile floor so when they come back in, they can wipe their paws. And we lock them in the kitchen for, you know, a few minutes when they come back in. And then, of course, we open up the gate and they have the rest of the run of the house again. And that's been the norm for pretty much forever for all our animals. And she'll go, and like I say, sometimes she goes before we let them out if that blanket is laying down there. But what's really got me baffled is we started pulling the blanket up and only putting it down right when they come back in from outside, and all of that stopped. So she's not going on the tile floor. She's not going anywhere else. But she continues to, if we leave that blanket down there for more than 3 or 4 minutes and take our eyes off of her, she will go on that blanket before she climbs upstairs.
Okay, I got you now. All right, I see what's going on here. So I'm glad that you had a very good, thorough medical checkup because, you know, in a 10-year-old dog, you know, urine accidents can sometimes be a signal of a health problem. And I think the reality of what it sounds like you got going on is you need to get rid of that blanket, man. You need to be drying these babies' feet off, taking that blanket and getting rid of it, because it could very well be just something as simple as a marking behavior. The door is kind of a social area. It's an interactive zone. It's kind of a transition. So it could very well be that she's saying, hey, this is kind of the entry to my lair, and I'm going to say this is, you know, our territory, my territory, and I'm going to urinate here. If that is not there and she doesn't have urine accidents elsewhere, I'm really led to believe that's the situation. And, you know, they're not generally malicious creatures. They're very kind-hearted animals. They're not like people. We're mean. And they don't typically do these kind of things to get us mad or to piss us off. It's generally something either medical or something either social or psychological. So I might be led to believe that you just need to make a decision to get rid of that blanket and know that that's going to be her trigger. That may be her preference, that substrate that she really likes. And when it's in that right spot, she's going to urine mark on it. And if all you got to do is take that away, then I think it's an easy solution. And as long as she's not having accidents elsewhere, I'd say, yeah, that's a human
behavior.
Now, we
change the blanket out all the time. You know, I mean, if she goes on it, we, you know, it immediately goes out and gets rewashed. And then we, you know, of course,
I don't care. I don't want you to put it down in the first place. You putting it down there is allowing her that opportunity. It's setting that environment just right. Doesn't matter that you wash it. She's just thankful that you are. You're flushing the toilet for her every time you do that.
And so, you know, but we've been doing this in that same routine forever, and it's just been going on, oh, maybe 8 or 9 months. And mm-hmm. So is it just, I just wonder if there was any other kind of a trigger. You think just...
Yeah, this is just, I mean, everything is just ringing. This is a, like I said, a social zone where, you know, dogs can very typically mark. Now, another solution, ways to maybe work around this. Hey, what about the idea of putting an outdoor mat on the opposite side of that door, somewhere where the doggies can kind of maybe partially dry their feet? And then if they do, she does urinate on that, it's outdoors, it's not such a big deal where you have to worry about that being inside. Just a solution. But for me, gosh, Robert, I just say get rid of that blanket and return your household to a, you know, hopefully a toilet-free mess in that zone.
Robert, thanks for your call. 1-866-405-8405. Hey, Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's going on? I have Dr. Debbie right here.
Okay. I think they're stray cats that's coming around and they're urinating on my basement windows, and I don't know how to stop them.
Okay. And do you have kitties that go outside or?
I have two female cats that's been fixed, and they are outdoor cats.
They are outdoors?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know if it's your cats doing this or other cats?
I think it's other cats. I've never seen mine do that. I've always seen mine go out and dig a hole and go to the bathroom.
Okay. Because I guess it doesn't matter who's doing it. If there's cats outdoors and there's that access point, they're going to get over there and do what they do. So your question is how you want to stop that particularly on your windowsills.
Yes.
So the trick is we have to make that environment so it's unfavorable to kitties in a kind and humane way. So I'm a real fan of using the things that are kind of don't take human intervention. You know, people who yell and scream, hey, get off my lawn. You know, that's not going to help. I'm a fan of using the motion activated repellents. There's a whole bunch of different kinds out there. Little cans of the compressed air where basically it has a little eye where there's motion once that's set off on the detector. It gives off a burst of air, kind of like you're cleaning your computer keyboard. And that's a very useful thing for just a situation, just for a spot that we want to keep a cat or, you know, maybe even a dog out of that area. So that would be something I would look at. And you can buy those online or pet stores. There's oodles of different ones out there. A couple other thoughts for deterring cats in areas we don't want them to go. One would be to get some good old citrus peels, lemons, oranges, I'm a fan of the lemons because they're very potent. And you basically kind of put those in that vicinity. And generally, citrus is not appealing to cats. They don't really dig it. They don't like it. That's why you should never use citrus-scented cleaners in the litter pan. But those little citrus peels will go a long way to keep those kitties away. And then, you know, I've had some folks where they even will try these are more the kind of the hunting folks that do this, but they may get things like mountain lion urine that you can buy over at the hunting store and kind of treat those areas and see if that will help keep those little cats away when they pick up the odor. Of course, then you still got the problem. You got urine odor. So I guess that would be one you'd have to consider cautiously, but that is something you could try as well. Yeah, and then you might really kind of watch if the incidence of this is in any way relation to your kitties. So even if they're not doing it, those other cats and that process of your kitties going outside is kind of opening up the opportunity for those other cats to want to talk to them, if you will, and say, hey, I'm coming onto your turf. Here's my name. Here's my number. Give me a call. So that lifestyle of having the outdoor cat might be making you a little bit more prone to having these visitors come around. So might consider that.
Okay, well, I may try all of them.
Let us know how that goes.
Anything at this point, right? You know,
right.
Cat pee is potent stuff. I don't blame you there.
I tried mothballs. Like I said, every time it rains, they dissolve. So.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of the mothball thing. Many of the old-style mothballs contain some bad chemicals that are actually not good for animals, so we wouldn't want those around. So we'll give those a whirl, Carol, and hopefully that'll help you out and keep those kitties piddling elsewhere for you. Thanks for your call. This is Dr. Debbie. We're here, 1-866-405-8405.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
For over a decade, Viagen has been the leading provider of genetic preservation and cloning services of prized livestock with thousands of satisfied clients. Now announcing Viagen Pets, providing genetic preservation and cloning services to pet parents. Consider preserving the genes of your pet to extend the special bond you share with them. Get your free information kit and special offer for Animal Radio listeners at www.viagenpets.com. That's viagenpets.com.
The warm weather is here, and that means dogs are outside getting muddy, smelly, and in need of a bath. Lucy Pet Products shampoos and conditioners are made with natural ingredients. They're available in terrific scents, like apple, blueberry, tropical, coconut, lavender, and even that new puppy smell, with all profits going to help animals in need. Find them at your local pet store and at Petco stores nationwide, or go to lucypetproducts.com.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.